Restoring My Soul. Monday, the 13th of June. Many rejected the invitation. The first manifestation of the bride city coming down out of heaven from God as a bride adorned for her husband was seen on the day of Pentecost. The second group of servants included the 12 apostles who were the living foundation of the New Jerusalem. It also included all of the elect who continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine in fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Many of the Jews did accept the invitation to join the fellowship of the agape meal. However, the response of most of the religious leaders and of the Jewish nation was the same as it had been prior to the offering of Christ. They rejected the invitation to come to the wedding feast. Specifically, Jesus said that many made light of the invitation. This could also be translated that they paid no attention to it. They did not recognize or appreciate the significance of the agape meal, nor the imperative for them to accept the invitation. Rather than responding with faith and obedience to the call of God through His messengers, they went their ways. They were preoccupied with their own goals and activities in the world. For example, one went to his own farm and another went to his business. In addition to those who were ambivalent toward the invitation to the wedding feast, there were religious zealots who treated the servants spitefully and killed them. Prior to his conversion, we know that Saul was one of those zealots who was breathing threats and murder against the believers in the early church. Stephen said to the Jews, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers." The references used in today's devotions are Revelation chapter 21 verse 2, Revelation chapter 21 verse 14, Acts chapter 2 verse 42, Acts chapter 6 verse 7, Matthew chapter 22 verse 5, Acts chapter 9 verse 1, and Acts chapter 7 verses 51 to 53. For further study, Acts chapter 7.